Welcome to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are merely visitors. Home to the civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island. Today's episode takes us far away from our familiar locale, to Siberia, where a small zoo lays host to a pair of otters, one of which has a bit of a problem.
Ooh. What time is it now, I wonder? From the position of the stars, it looks like about midnight. Such a long time till morning. It's so cold. So very cold. How in the world could Sheldon sleep through this?
Not very well, but you're complaining like that.
Sorry. I didn't think you could hear me.
How could I not? Even when you're not talking, the chattering of your teeth is enough to keep me up.
That's hardly my fault. I can't take this climate like you can, Sheldon. How can you just lie there in the water when it's so close to freezing?
It's not that cold. Not to me.
You were born here. You've lived in Siberia all of your life. You're used to it.
Actually, I'm from America. I only grew up here in Russia.
Really? What part of America?
Aleutian Islands, Alaska.
Figures.
Friend Truman, why do you not return to your burrow and curl up in your nice warm blanket?
That blanket isn't much protection against a leaking window and a cement floor. Besides, it smells like unwashed humans.
I could help you. But I have no covering to offer except my own fur, and I'm keeping that.
I know Sheldon tries to sympathize with me, but he just doesn't understand what it's like. I wish I could get away from this zoo. Somehow.
Why you do not leave?
Who's talking?
I am over here in the next cage.
What, you? The polar bear? Were you just speaking?
Duh. It is me who is speaking to you.
You're a bear? And you're speaking in vacuum? How is that possible?
It's true I am a otter. But bear is not stupid. I listened to otters for many seasons. I learned many words.
Oh. You were, saying?
Why you do not leave?
Oh, inspired. Hello, in case you haven't noticed, this is a cage. Metal bars.
This I see many others come at me. I listen. They say their place all others know how to find. You are a You find a way to get there.
You're talking about Otter Island. I've heard of it too, but it's just a myth.
Why you say that?
Well, think about it. A living island? A gateway that opens onto other worlds? A whole village of people who turn into humans? Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it?
You speak fast. I not understand all you say.
It's too strange. It cannot be real.
Maybe real, maybe not real. If real, you can find a way. If not real, you lose nothing when try to find way.
You have a point, I suppose. Look at that. Shooting stars.
You know what others say about shooting star. They say star otters diving into sea from high in sky.
I wish one would come and take me with him.
You'll find a way. I know you'll find a way.
Truman. Truman.
What is it, Sheldon?
I just had this weird dream. This very weird dream.
Yes?
A strange otter appeared to me. It looked more like landscaping than a living otter.
Go on.
This strange otter says to me to take metal coins and make a map on the floor of the pool.
Oh, too bad we don't have any coins.
Oh, but we do.
We have.
Come see for yourself. Every day, humans come and throw coins in the water.
Yes, I've always wondered why they do that. Do you know?
I have absolutely no clue. But since the coins are so pretty and shiny, I have been keeping them.
Keeping them? Where?
Truman, why do you think I am digging here?
Oh, right.
Here they are.
Oh, wow! There must be over 1,000 rubles here.
Is that significant?
You know, I don't know. I suppose to a human they must be. I mean, they seem to like these things so much. That's why I wonder why they keep throwing them away. I always assumed they took them back while we were asleep.
You see. Well, here, take some coins and we'll make a net, just like the dream said.
There. That's the last of the coins.
Yes, it is a beautiful map. This is how I've always pictured Otter Island in my head.
Me too. Exactly like that. Hey, maybe there's something to the legend after all.
Wait a minute. Turn your head sideways and look at the map. What does it look like to you?
Nothing. It's just a... Oh, wait, I see it now. It looks like an otter. Yeah. The mountain forms an arm, the sandbar, that looks like a leg. There's the tail, and the head, and that little island in the lake, that could almost be an eye.
Truman?
What?
Truman, meteors ever stop and turn around in midair?
Not that I've ever seen. Why?
Because one just did so, and it's coming straight for us.
I'm hallucinating, Sheldon. I'm seeing a bright blue otter fly through the air towards us.
Oh, good. I thought I was the only one hallucinating. I see it too.
What, Rotter?
What, stranger?
Rotter, what are you doing with that bottle? Hey! Why did you just pour dirt on me?
Sorry about that. It's a little bit of soil from the island. The magic in it will help you understand my language.
He's right. He's not speaking Baku, yet I understand him.
Then, it's true. Otter Island really exists.
Is it ever? In fact, it sent me here to find you. At least, I assume it's you I'm looking for.
It sent you?
It sent every star otter in the area. Sent to look for an otter who was always cold.
That's me. That is me! I've got my wish!
We've been looking for you all night. I was about to give up when I saw a glint of something. I came for a closer look and saw what looked like a map of the island.
A signal! It had me make a signal.
I can see why you want to leave this place. I've been in the vacuum of space, but this place makes even me feel cold.
Can you take us to the island?
Of course I can. Do both of you want to go?
Take me too? Yes! How could I pass up a chance like this?
Stay here. I'll go get my buddy Cannabis. He's the choice for carrying a big fella like you.
Wait! Is there any way you could take my friend over there?
I no need to go, silly apple. I'm Polar Bear. I like cold. You not like cold. You go. Find place itself.
Ah, here comes Cannabis.
Does somebody need a ride?
Me do.
Climb on my back and hold on tight. Ah, with your paws and not your claws.
Sorry, I don't have fingers.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Up, up, and away!
I'm thinking maybe I should have gone too. This place is freezing.
We've been flying for a long time. How far is it to the island?
We're about halfway there. We could fly faster, but you two would end up hopping in boat.
Any chance we could stop for something to eat?
Sure we could. Back. I think I see a pool of tuna down there.
I know.
I can't see the bottom.
Of course not.
I can't see the bottom.
Ow! Stop grabbing me, man. Of course you can't see the bottom. We're in the middle of the open ocean. What did you expect?
You're an otter. You can swim.
It's just so far down.
You should try doing that, Fred.
Nero, sharks.
Huh?
Nero, I said sharks! Heading straight for us!
Truman, calm down!
Nero,
not sharks.
Nero,
Truman,
pick us up! Don't let them eat us! Nero, Nick! Dolphins?
And it looks like one of them is carrying another otter.
Look who's leading the pod. It's Tiglath. What, Tiglath? Who's your friend?
Found him at sea. Swim a long way. What a drone.
Do you need help with him?
No. We got him. Be okay.
Celia, I'm coming to find you, Celia.
You say that a lot. Talk in your sleepy. We think a little daughter. Take him to other island, we do.
We're going to the island, too. If we find this Celia, we'll let her know you're coming.
Thank you, Otter. It's all cold now. Otter, cold. Bye-bye, Otter. Bye-bye.
First bears and now dolphins. I didn't know dolphins could talk.
Well, normally they can. That was Tiglath. He's a were-dolphin.
A were-dolphin? What does that mean?
Most Kushtaka can turn into humans. He was born a little different. He turns into a dolphin at every full moon. Then at the new moon, he turns back into an otter.
Weird.
Ho-ho! You haven't seen anything yet.
There it is! Sheldon, look!
The purpose and muscles, it's beautiful! It's even better than I imagined.
And here we are, at the sandbar. Just whistle if you want the ferry to take you across. Otherwise, it's a pretty easy swim over to the island proper.
You're leaving us here?
It's a tradition. Go on, find a place to die.
I guess we should keep going then.
Look! Over there, Sheldon, that big stone circle. That must be the dimensional gate.
Why did you see that?
Because I'm sure I saw something really bizarre just come out of it and slip into the water.
Around this place, I imagine that's standard fare.
I guess you're right. Let's signal the ferry. Quad! My ear! Thanks, Shell.
Don't mention it. I'd walk this far in my life.
Are you tired?
Are you kidding? I'm much too excited to be tired. Look. Buildings.
What? You think there are humans here?
I don't know. Let's go see. Excuse me, miss.
Yes? Oh, hello there. Are you new here?
Yes, we just arrived. We were wondering, these buildings, did humans build them?
Humans? No, silly. Otters built these houses.
Really?
Well, they had to. It's pretty difficult to keep a burrow from collapsing when the earth here is so soft.
I hear music playing. Is there something going on?
Don't you know? Oh, I guess not. It's Zoe's birthday today. So we're having a party. In fact, I just came down from the farm village to join in the celebration. My name's Jarna.
I'm Sheldon. This is Truman. So, can anyone join the party?
Of course. Everyone is welcome. Come on. They're going to start playing the drum. Tom Farhorse always comes out and dances in his feathery outfit when they play the drum song. I love to watch him dance.
Is everyone having a good time?
Yeah!
Thank you for that flipper-tapping melody, Kananda. And now, here are Moon Rises, Moves Like River, Sunflower, His Many Arrows, and Biting Fish, all playing the trail song.
Are my eyes playing tricks on me? That girl looks like a painting.
That's Ophelia. She's a toon. If you think she's strange now, you should see her bite the eel. Hi, I'm Brim.
Well, what, Brim? I say, it's been years since I saw a Philistia.
Then I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. Around here, though, we say Kallen instead of Sion.
Of course. Just about everyone here would qualify as a sea otter, wouldn't they?
Exactly. We all swim in the sea at one time or another.
What happened to the music?
Sheldon! I saw leaving the gate. It's here!
What? Like a bee made out of spinning?
It's a shapoo. They're nasty creatures from another dimension. They absorb any and every kind of energy. Keep clear of it or it will freeze you solid.
We've got to do something. There are children here. We can't let it harm the pups.
Don't fret. Ophelia's a former member of the Coastal Patrol. She's trained to handle things like this.
Taste my giant, buffy, boxing gloves of... Wait a minute! Something's wrong here! I can't get free! Oh, that's right! I'm made of pure energy, and this creature sucks up energy. What was I thinking? I'm such a noodlehead!
Grab her feet! We need to get her out of there!
I've got her tail!
Thanks, guys! But I was okay. I was planning to give the blighter a horrible case of indigestion.
How do we fight this beast?
It feeds on energy. You've got to take it where there's little energy. No light, no heat, no sound.
The ice cave!
Cold again. All right, where are the ice caves?
There's a hidden entrance just this side of the forest. I'll take you there.
No, Ophelia. I'll take him there.
And what do you want me to do?
Be the bait.
Right. I'll just get out the old hot dog suit.
Well, you can see the overhang for yourself.
It is becoming very dark.
That's the island trying to help. It's using clouds to block the sun so that the Shifu can't absorb as much light.
Here comes Ophelia!
Ready? We have to force it deep into the caves. Hide. We have to let it pass us. Then try to drive it on.
It's coming back?
Jellyfish. It knows it's a trap. Don't let it out of the cave.
It's not doing anything. I can't even hear my paws making contact.
It's absorbing the energy of our blows.
There's only one thing to do.
Truman, no.
You two, go. Run. Get out of here.
Truman, don't do it.
Well, goodbye, warm place.
Yes, you should be dead, you tremendous fool. You nearly froze to death under all that ice you brought down on yourself.
You mean... Did it work?
Hi, you killed the Shifu. You saved the Marsh Village. You're a hero.
Thanks to sheer dumb luck, we almost gave up trying to dig you out of that mess.
Really?
No, not really. I would not have let you.
This water I'm sitting in, it's warm.
Of course it's warm. Hot springs tend to be warm.
You were so cold when we found you. We brought you out here right away.
It's warm. It's warm! Warm! Beautiful! Gorgeous! Warm! I found it! Yes! I found my warm sunny place!
Yes, I'll never have to leave this place again.
Welcome to your new home.
Actually, there is one thing I have to do. Yes.
Very good, Toji. The answer is indeed Eyebrow Whisker. Now who can tell me what this word is?
Teacher!
Yes, Poop-Poop?
You have a visitor, teacher.
Almost, but not quite. This word, Hoongi, literally means, may I eat with you?
Mr. Blaylock, I think Poop-Poop means that you have a visitor.
I have a... Oh, I do have a visitor. Good afternoon, sir.
What, friend? You must be Blaylock, the school teacher.
Quite correct. And I have the pleasure of addressing...
Truman of Siberia. Well, former of Siberia.
Student, please say hello to Mr. Truman.
Hello, Truman.
Oh, teacher!
Yes,
I gotta go potty.
Go ahead, and be sure to bury it when you're done.
That boy, he's a stuffed toy.
That's right.
And he's going to the bathroom.
When you've gotta go, you've gotta go.
Right. I won't ask what he's stuffed with. Oh, I have a message for somebody. Is there a Celia in your class?
I'm Celia.
Well, on my way to the island, I ran into a friend of yours, and I promised him that I would tell you that he's on his way.
A friend?
Do you think he means Willy?
Willy?
Willy is coming! Willy is coming! He's coming! He's coming!
Well,
coming.
My work here is done.
Oh, I'm so happy!
And so, all ends well for Sheldon and Truman. Sheldon became an urchin farmer and settled near the base of Mount Sploosh. Because Truman saved the Marsh Village, the Queen determined that he'd already done more than enough to contribute to society, Thus, he was allowed to live out the rest of his days in a cozy little den next to the hot springs. But happy endings are short-lived. No one knew what was brewing beneath the ocean that moment.
When we get up there, I'm gonna capture me a Gustavo and eat him all up just by myself.
When I get up on the island, I'm gonna have me a house next to the hot springs and decorate it with otter bones.
Stir that top, mates. We ain't doing nothing until that vermin has gone off our island. First things first.
Where we going, Kevin?
Yeah, he wants what's coming to us.
You wait till the Emperor gives the word. Moment his royalness is ready, the Nagdeal army invades our island.
Hello, I'm Orrin Otter.
And I'm Truman.
We'd like to talk to you for a moment about a very important subject.
Creatures of darkness from other dimensions are something we should all take seriously.
Unless you are a professional toon, you should never dress up in a hot dog suit and try to get a monster to chase you.
We're professionals. Do not try these stunts at home.
In our next episode, meet the Coastal Patrol as they welcome their newest member, who faces a baptism by fire during a full-scale invasion.
Be here next month for the next installment, right here on Otter Tunes.
Vaya con Dios. Good night. This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Orrin Otter, Ayla Doom, Ashen Fox, Caninus Fox, and Jude the Rat. This episode was written and directed by Orrin Otter. Additional sound engineering provided by Ayla Doom, including music gratefully borrowed from Peter Howell and Patty Kingsland. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the Otter Tunes Shoutcast Radio Network.